So whenever we think of Thomas, the disciple and apostle, what adjective immediately springs to mind? Doubting. Poor old Thomas. I do feel that in many ways he's had a bit of a bad press over the last two millennia. Yes, he did doubt the reality of the resurrection, and we've just heard about that from John's Gospel. But I just asked the question, was he the only one? So let's go to Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, which says, "When they came back from the tomb, they told these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed like nonsense." So maybe Thomas wasn't the only one that had a bit of trouble in believing. "I won't believe until I see it with my own eyes." If you remember, then Peter got up with John and ran to the tomb. There seems to me little doubt how much Thomas loved Jesus and how much Jesus loved Thomas. But let's think about that time and get into that situation. Thomas, with the others, had seen him die horribly, and people just don't come back from the dead. So it's little wonder in some ways then that Thomas was sceptical. When the others told him that Jesus had appeared to them through a locked room, well, just like all of them didn't believe the women when they came back from the empty tomb, Thomas had his doubts. I wonder if Thomas was really wishing he hadn't been absent on that first Easter morning. But if he had been there, we would not have had this wonderful account of his restoration by Jesus a week later. But what was Thomas to think? "It's impossible. I saw him die. Dead people don't come back to life." I'm sure he desperately wanted it to be true, but how can it be? Maybe the others are just suffering from a serious case of wishful thinking. "I want to believe, but unless I see him and see the wounds, how can I?" Well, that week later, Jesus appears again. Thomas is there, and we know what happened. Straight away, Jesus went to Thomas, straight away. He said, "Thomas, look, see my hands and side. It's really me. Don't doubt, believe." I wonder how Thomas felt at that point. I think we can get some idea from his immediate reaction. "My Lord and my God." He is restored to his Lord and his God. If you remember also after the resurrection, Peter was restored by the Sea of Galilee after his threefold denial. The disciples messed up a lot. You only need to read the Gospels to see that. And they messed up an awful lot during Jesus' trial and crucifixion. But Jesus loved them. And Jesus restored them. They were very young. I suspect the youngest were probably in their late teens and early 20s. And not only being very young, they were fallible humans. Yet, they would become the foundation of the church, despite being so few in number, despite being massively persecuted. Christianity thrived. Christianity grew. And we're here in the generations on as witness to that. But back to that meeting. Jesus said to Thomas, "Blessed are those who have not seen but have come to believe." Have you ever had doubts? It's a feature of the Christian walk for many of us. And it can take many forms. Why did God let that happen? How can it be true? What if the Bible is wrong? many other ways. Is it wrong to doubt? Well, yes. Doubting is a sin, along with so many others we commit every day. But it's how we deal with it that is important. Peter and the others didn't believe either, but they ran off to the tomb to see for themselves. Thomas doubted and Jesus met him face to face to restore him. And if we doubt, Jesus will want to meet us through the doubt to bring us to certainty again. And that meeting will be very different for each of us. I've heard so many people say, well, how can we know it's true? I mean, if we could meet Jesus and talk to him, well, then that would be different. But if that happened, there would be no sense of faith. Because if you met Jesus and talked to him, it is clear and obvious. Jesus wants us to believe and trust and have faith, even though we have not seen. Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and reassurance about what we do not see. And then Jesus' own words. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have come to believe. What became of Thomas? Well, he became a great apostle. There is very good evidence that during his lifetime he took the gospel to modern-day Iran and to eastern India. And eastern India remains a very strong and vibrant Christian community. So I think we can say, thank you, Thomas. Thank you for showing us the way through doubt to belief. As I said, we read in the Gospels how the disciples messed up, just as we often mess up. Jesus met them and restored them. Thomas, Peter by the Sea of Galilee. And he wants to restore us where we have messed up as well. So I think our takeaway message today is that Jesus is always ready and indeed eager to meet us where we are. Be that in doubt, in sin, in sickness, the list can go on and on. And that meeting is always in love and always without condemnation. Sometimes that love can be tough love. Sometimes it can make us feel very uncomfortable. But it is about restoring us. So I'd invite you today to come and lay everything down before him. Fears, doubts, sins, along with our praise and thanks. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus, living, risen Saviour. Come and meet us again, Spirit to Spirit.